Welcome to the Minor Chord here on KRBS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles. Tomorrow, that would be in 59 minutes, we will begin our fall fundraiser. We're going to get down with some heavy metal. I'm going to play metal of the heavy variety. And we'll talk a little bit about our fall fundraiser. We are publicly supported by you, our listeners. We hope you enjoy this program. We'll start things off with some heavy metal. That was Black Sabbath's Snowblind from Volume 4, not the most critically acclaimed Black Sabbath album upon release, but revisiting that album is a great treasure in and of itself. Bill Ward on drums, Geezer Butler on bass, of course Tony Iommi on guitar. We've discovered and talked about Black Sabbath a number of times on the Minor Chord. You can listen to Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles. You can stream us 24/7 at krvs.org. By the way, we are entering our fall fundraiser series here on KRVS. You can visit krvs.org and click on that big red donate button to KRVS during normal business hours at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. You may also call the studio at 482-KRVS. And one of our friendly and helpful people will be more than glad to help you through our donation system there. It's a great place if you've never visited Burke Hall on the University of Louisiana at Lafayette's campus. It's right next to Cypress Lake, the Cypress Lake Studio, where Carl Fontenot and Judith Medweather are working tirelessly among our other employees to bring you public radio for Acadiana. It is your support that keeps us on the air and helps us pay for all that wonderful NPR programming that you hear day in and day out at KRVS, providing you public radio for Acadiana. I love saying the campus radio voice of Southwestern, to be honest with you. And I've been listening to this radio station for many, many years. I remember as a student, I live far away from campus, and I would drive home from campus. I went to campus during the day and worked all night, and like drove home at like midnight. I was paying my way through college like a crazy person, and I'd drive home and listen to KRVS at night. And it was just one of those things where I rolled the window down and got some cool breeze from the fall nights in South Louisiana and listened to KRVS. It was one of those guiding voices that was always with me. And I enjoy it so much. And I hope you do too. So you just heard Snowblind from Black Sabbath. Before that, you heard Unsung from Helmet, which was to be the next Black Sabbath at the time. They were hailed as a great band coming out. It was Paige Hamilton on guitar. He used an ESP for decades. And specifically, he used the Horizon Custom. Now he has his own signature model of Horizon guitar. He plays into a Fryett Pitbull 100-watt Ultra Lead into a Fryett 4x12 cabinet. And he uses Eminence P50E speakers in that cabinet. Where else are you going to hear me expound about crazy, unknown, obscure facts like what kind of speakers Paige Hamilton uses on guitar in his 4x12 cabinet? Before that, you heard Trust with Prefabricated from the Heavy Metal soundtrack. We'll keep on with our heavy metal. In fact, I'll probably keep on knocking one song after Iron Maiden, The Trooper from Peace of Mind. If you have never heard Peace of Mind in its entirety, you need to go grab that album. It is wonderful. Yeah. was, of course, Godzilla by Blue Oyster Cult. Donald Buck Dharma Rosier on guitar. He plays Gibson SGs, but he also plays a deluxe 73 Sunburst from Fender. Before that, you heard Death Keep on Knocking from All the World to See. There is probably no better example of some African-American black proto-punk than Death. They were from Detroit. They were punk before punk was punk. There was a film documentary put out by them, not by them, about them, sorry, called For All the World to See. It's a great band. If you have never heard the album, you should absolutely look this up. It is a wonderful, wonderful album. It was Jack White who heard a copy of this from a friend of his and sort of got them rolling again. There's lots of history down there that I could get into and I'm not going to get into. You could watch the documentary on it. But before that, we heard Iron Maiden, The Trooper from Peace of Mind. Lots of Marshall sound there, JCM-800s. Recall that was in the early 80s. Believe it or not, I somehow lost my LP of Peace of Mind. I had it on LP with the gatefold. That was great. But if you have a Life After Death album, they list all the exact gear that they used in the liner notes, and that would be right around the time of Peace of Mind. And so you can go through and see all the gear that all the band members used right around that time. You've been listening to The Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles. You can visit us online at krvs.org. We are in our fall fundraiser right now. I say that, I guess it's going to be about 31 minutes from now, we'll be entering into our fall fundraiser. You can donate to KRVS 24 hours a day at krvs.org during normal business hours, which would be 8 to roughly 5 Central Standard Time here in America. You can call in at 337-482-KRVS, and you can talk to one of our nice representatives who will explain to you all of our benefits of joining public radio. Your donation, everyone's individual donation, supports public radio for Acadiana. You keep us online with all of the stuff that they have to take care of day to day. Carl Fontenot does a great job of keeping the studio running, all of the studio booths and all the electronics and the amplifiers and the mixers and the preamps and the microphones and the speakers and the setups and the cables and everything he has to fix and repair and get set up day in and day out, and transmitter towers and live simulcasts and broadcasts. I just so happen to kind of know Carl on a personal level. He does tons and tons and tons of work, and your donation goes to buying equipment and buying programs that you hear from National Public Radio and syndicated programs. And so please do your part and join in and donate to public radio for Acadiana. We're going to continue on with our heavy metal evening. I am going to turn now to some of the Masters of Darkness. I'm not, you know, putting down Black Sabbath and Ozzy Osbourne anyway, but there are another group of guys called Metallica, and we will listen to Master of Puppets. We'll be right back. was Deep Purple, Burn, live at the California Jam in 1974. Their lineup at that time consisted of David Coverdale on vocals, Ritchie Blackmore on guitar, of course. He did the Smoke on the Water lick. It's amazing, there was another guitar player, and I'll say that his name escapes me. Was it Jimmy Page? It was some great guitarist that said, you know, you're going to be remembered for Smoke on the Water, which is the simplest riff ever, when in reality you have all these wonderful guitar riffs on all these other songs. Clint Hughes on bass and vocals. He was an amazing bass player. He went on to create Whitesnake. John Lord on organ. Ian Pace on drums. They just released Burn when they went on stage in 1974 to California Jam. You just heard that track from them. Before that, you heard Metallica, Master of Puppets. That was first played on December the 31st, 1985 at San Francisco's Bill Graham Civic Auditorium for a crowd of about 7,000. However, it is their most played song ever. Kirk Hammett played the Jackson Flying V, Randy Rose Black Body with Micro EMG 81 humbuckers for pickups. Also played was the Gibson Flying V, which was also using the EMG 81 pickups. James Hetfield plays the Jackson King 5 custom Kill Bon Jovi 1985 for that recording of Master of Puppets. Cliff Burton uses an Area SB black and gold bass. Both Kirk and James use a Meza Mark IIc amplifier, but they use only the preamp section. There's a preamp output on the back of the Meza Mark II, and they come out of that and they run it straight into a JMC 800 preamp input. And the JMC 800, specifically the 2203 model, which is a 100 watt head, those are plugged into Marshall 4x12 cabs. So they would have been doing this in 1985. So those cabs would have been filled with actual Celestion Greenback ceramic 12s. So those ceramic 12s would have been the straight, smooth, stiff cone 12s that we all know and love before they got moved to overseas manufacturing, I guess I'll say that politely. They got offshore to some place where they were cheaper to manufacture than in England, and the sound changed ever so slightly. So if you want that sound, if you want to knock on that door specifically, you're going to have to go get some old greenbacks. You've been listening to The Minor Chord here on KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles. We are entering, probably in about 10 minutes, into our fall fundraiser. You can visit us online at krvs.org, where you can stream all of KRVS's programming 24/7. You can also donate to KRVS by clicking on that big red donate button, and that'll walk you through the process and also give you great prizes and rewards for your different donation levels. I particularly love our baseball caps and cups. I try and get one every year, and the tote bags are actually awesome. We use them as book sacks around campus. And I encourage you to go and donate to KRVS. Again, KRVS was a constant companion for me driving back from engineering school very late at night. And it helps pay for equipment and programming here that you hear on KRVS from National Public Radio. This costs the university lots of money, and they get that money from listeners like you. It also helps keep Carl and the gang there. They need lots of equipment. Carl's always fixing things and setting up amplifiers and mixers and microphones and booths and running around from radio tower to radio tower. It's amazing what they do day in and day out to keep KRVS on the air. We are going to finish this evening's heavy metal off with The Hammer of the Gods. We will listen to Led Zeppelin. I have pseudo-randomly chosen a song from Led Zeppelin 1, which is How Many More Times. If you've never heard Led Zeppelin 1, by the way, it is on the list of 1001 albums to hear before you die. It is a fantastic album. I think almost every song on the album was a hit. And it is just a great, fun rock and roll album to listen to. Good night. No big deal. We are nearing the end of this minor chord, and so obviously we will play The End by The Doors, Robbie Krieger on guitar. Now, I've talked a lot about The Doors. I won't rehash it again. This is a great song from a great album. It's their first album. You should definitely hear the album in its entirety if you have not. Thank you.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end. No safety or surprise, the end. I'll never look into your eyes again. Can you picture what will be so limitless and free? Desperately in need of some stranger's hand. In a desperate land. Lost in a romance, wilderness of pain, and all the children are insane. All the children are. There's danger on the edge of town. Ride the king's highway. Weird scenes inside the gold mine. Ride the highway. Ride the snake to the lake, the ancient lake, baby. The snake is long, 7 miles. Ride the snake. He's old and his skin is cold. The West is the best. The West is the best. Get here and we'll do the rest.
KRVS is licensed to the University of Louisiana at Lafayette by the Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. We operate on an assigned frequency of 88.7 megahertz with an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts. KRVS is also authorized to operate oral studio transmitter links WHB 300 and WLJ 739 on a frequency of 946 megahertz. KRVS studios are located in Burke Hawthorne Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, with main transmitter facilities located in Maxey, Louisiana, and backup transmitter facilities in Doosan, Louisiana. This Doosan property is made possible through an agreement with the Lafayette Parish School System, creating a brighter future and partnership with the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find out more and listen online at our website at krvs.org.